Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
We're going to be talking about how to rebrand yourself to those who just feel like it is time for a change, whether this be in your personal life or in your business life. Everything I'm going to say is applicable. If you want others to see you differently, if you want others to see you how you feel like you see you, or if you're just going through a transition in your life, whether that's leaving a job, leaving a relationship, or if there's been this big scandal in your life and you just want a fresh start, you just want to rebrand. I'm going to be dropping some keys on how to become a better you. So you guys know that I talk a lot about self-image on my channel, but I talk about self-image from the inside out because I truly, truly believe that all change starts in between your ears, in your mind, before it ever shows itself outwardly. So before we get started, what is a brand? If you want to talk about rebranding, we must first establish what a brand is. So I'm going to read a dictionary definition. A brand is a name given to a product or service such that it takes on an identity by itself. A brand name can create and stand for loyalty, trust, faith, premiumness, or mass market appeal, depending on how the brand is marketed, advertised, and promoted. To me, a brand is not who you say you are. A brand is who others say you are. So, question to think about: what do people say about you? When they think of you, what words come to mind? For instance, when you see a massive yellow M, what feeling do you get? And I know a lot of people are not a fan of McDonald's, but you cannot deny that they stand for consistency. Every time you go in, you know exactly what you're going to get. The fries taste the same, the hamburgers taste the same, and even the ice cream machine always being broken is McDonald's being consistent. Also, what do you see when you see a blue logo with two P's in it? When you see PayPal, what do you think? I am so excited when I go on a website to buy something and I see that you can pay with PayPal. PayPal for me stands for convenience. When people think of you, what words come to mind? Is it inconvenience? Is it inconsistency? When they call you, are they going to get positive energy? Or are they going to get down? I feel sorry for myself. Debbie Down. Energy. What is your most consistent energy that you give out? Is it positive or is it negative? Your brand is not who you think you are. Your brand is who people say you are. So how do people feel around you? Ask them. How you make others feel is truly who you are. Have you ever met those people who are so delusional and so clueless about the energy that they give out? And they'll be the first people to say, I'm a really nice person. I'm such a sweet person. I am so nice. I don't know about you guys, but I'm very wary of people who tell me what type of person they are. I'm very big on let others praise you and not your own lips. Who you are should scream so loudly that you don't even have to say a word. And it's not about who you are sometimes, it's about who you are consistently. And I'm not talking about bad days. Everyone has a bad day or two, okay? And so if someone met me on a bad day, they may run with an idea that isn't exactly who I am. But if they were to meet me again on a good day, they may change their mind totally. But I'm not talking about who you are on a worst day. I'm talking about who you are consistently. Who are you 98% of the time? And so when we're talking about rebranding, I want you guys to know that new beginnings often start with very, very bad endings. So the first tip that I will give you for how to rebrand is to declutter emotionally. Now, I will admit this can be very, very difficult to do by yourself because we all have blind spots. No matter how amazing we are, no matter how amazing we think we are, we all have blind spots. I didn't realize how much baggage I was truly, truly carrying. And that's why I spent 2 years in therapy. We all have blind spots, right? Know when you're driving, there's a part of your car that you cannot see. And usually that part where you cannot see is a thing that causes the most harm to others. And I really want you guys to see your blind spots, because if you don't reveal it, you can't heal it, and then you can't deal with it. Reveal, heal, and deal. Before therapy, I had so much negative patterns of thinking. It was ridiculous. I didn't want to be with myself because I didn't like myself, because I didn't like the way that I was speaking to myself. After you have done counseling, or if you've done therapy already and you are a little bit more advanced, here's another thing that I do to declutter. I journal. I am a compulsive writer. I'm a compulsive journaler, if that's a word. So what you want to do is you want to get your journal and you want to write down all the areas of struggle. So you want to do your personal, emotional life, your relationships, your work, your family, and your business. You want to write down all the things that you feel you are struggling with right this second. And you want to go to work on turning those weaknesses into strengths. It's going to take time, but be patient. Becoming the best version of yourself is not an overnight process. Another thing to do when you're decluttering and decluttering your mind is to declutter your space. Throw away anything that has bad memories attached to it. Throw away things that you got from someone that was in your past life. I feel like objects or gifts carry the presence of the person. This is not being over spiritual. I just feel like objects or gifts carry the spirit of the person, because every time you look at that thing, you're going to remember the person, especially if you're trying to go through a breakup. Get rid of those things and declutter your space. The third baggage that you need to declutter is your circle, okay? Your circle of friends, your circle of influence, your family circle, people that are hanging on by the last straw. Toxic friendships, toxic relationships, people that are leeches, people that are sucking the life out of you. Every time you try to climb up, they're pulling you down. This may take a while to do, but it is very, very important. You must shed dead weight. So once you have cleared all of the junk out of your trunk, here are some questions I want you guys to ask yourself. These are very important questions, and you cannot move further until you get these things written down in stone. Grab your journal and write these questions down. Number one, who am I now and who do I want to become? In this space, you can write down some people that you admire. If you're on your phone, get some pictures of people that you admire, whether it is Michelle Obama, Oprah, Kate Winslet, Kate Middleton, Meghan Markle, whoever it is going to inspire you to really level up. But even when we're talking about who you are, this can also be the things that I spoke about before. Who do people say that you are? Write those things down, and then in the next column, write who you want to be. The next question to ask yourself is, what are my core values? Your values are who you are. What you do and what you don't do determine your values. I'll give you a very quick example. This is one of my values, right? I cannot and I will not steal. And that also means cheating people, right? If someone gives me too much money in the shop, I cannot leave the shop thinking I'm going to get away with it without returning the people their money. The other day, an Uber Eats driver dropped me two meals instead of one. I was like, oh, two for one. Then I was like, nah, nope. Open the door, and he was back at the doorstep looking for the second order. And I was like, my conscience is clear. I always want to walk around with a clear conscience, all right? And a lot of people may feel like, well, no one saw me, no one has to know. But when you fear God, you know he's always watching you. So there's this thing that you just can't even get away with. You just get pricked in your spirit, right? So that's one of my values. Another one of my values is to love, right? To do everything with love, to love people, to love others. The only reason I help my mum with whatever she wants is because of love, right? One of my values is just pure love. The third question to ask yourself is, what is important to you? This is not about faking it. If love isn't important to you, don't write it down. If being honest is not important to you, then don't write it down. But you must ask yourself, what is important to me? These are the things that create your foundation. These are things that create your base. Who are you at your core? And your core is made up of beliefs, values, and your identity. identity. The fourth question is, how do I want others to describe me? When I'm dead and gone, what do I want people to say about me? When I leave a room, when I leave someone's house, what words do I want them to say about me? And you must be very clear. All these questions, you must be very clear and very specific. And the fifth and final question that you have to ask yourself is, what am I willing to give up to become who I want to be? Because all change will take sacrifice. You have to leave the old to cling on to the new. And that change, 98% of people do not make because it's too difficult. It's so easy to remain who you are. It's so easy to remain stuck. But it's not until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of your current situation, your current circumstance, your current mindset. It's not until you become sick of where you are. It's not until the pigsty that you're rolling around in isn't fun anymore. It becomes nasty to you. Rolling around in the mud with other pigs, tolerating other pigs. It's not until you become sick and tired that you will make a change. And the final thoughts I want to leave you guys with is to surround yourself with people who tell you the truth. One of the videos that I want to make is why women lie to one another. I'll give you a quick example. When I put on weight and I say it to my friends, I know they're trying to be nice, but nice doesn't get you results. Nice doesn't move you further ahead, right? They'll be like, oh no, you look great. I said I put on weight. I don't like it. I want to change. Oh no, you look fine. Trust me, you look fine. Like I said, nothing wrong with having nice friends, but you want people that are going to tell you the truth about who you are and who you've become. You want people to tell you the truth about your attitude, about how you talk to people, how you interact with people, friends that are going to tell you the truth. And that may only be one. And if you don't have any friends like that, I will be that friend to tell you your attitude sucks and you need to change now. And the very, very last thing that I will say to you, everything in life is a risk. Not changing is a risk. Changing is a risk. But like our good friend at Nike always says, just do it. All right, guys, hope you feel a change. I feel a change coming on. Can I get a hallelujah?
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.